Welcome to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. During the next half hour, we'll talk all things sports in the Lake Region Conference. I'll have guest interviews with Alex Aesop of the Faulkton Wrestling Team and Brian Hoagie, Ipswich Girls Basketball Coach. We'll also take a look at some statewide ratings and the upcoming schedule. But first, let's take a look back at the week in review. All started out last Thursday night. Boys basketball action, Zach Clemens, 22 points. Caleb Schenzel, 14 points, 10 rebounds for Northwestern in a win over Aberdeen Christian. Andrew Rohrbach, 23 points. 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Jackson Becker, 20 points for the Knights. Dalen Simon, 22 points. Ben Fishback, 11. Zach Jones, 9 for Warner in a win over Leola Frederick. Josh Hoffman, 12 points. Hayden Badal, 10. Trevor Sumption and Tanner Gaffrey, 8 apiece for the Titans. Colin Fry, 21 points. Logan Block, 15. Bryce Peterson, 10 for Langford area in a setback to Florence Henry. Will Cadleck, 13 points. Jaden Onken, Carson Symes, and Max Gaditz, 10 points each for Ipswich in a loss to Miller. Girls basketball action, Cameron Hines, 15 points, 11 rebounds. Hallie Hines, 14 points for Ipswich in a win over Miller. Ashley Fishback, Lori Rogers, 12 points each. Keely Fishback, 8 points for Warner in a win over Leola Frederick. Maddie Groff, 21 points. Caitlin Fishback, 13. Haley Bucklehide, 10. For Northwestern in a win over Leola Frederick, Brooklyn Padal, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Maddie Nordine, 9 points, 9 rebounds for the Titans. And then on Saturday, boys basketball action, Zach Clemens, 5 points, 12 rebounds. Gavin Bowles, 17 points, 7 steals for Northwestern in a win over Wabe Summit. Landon Lightholt, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals. Zach Jones, 11 points for Warner in a setback to Corsica Stickney. Alec Meyer, 14 points for Eureka Bowdell in a loss to Hitchcock Tulare. Girls basketball action on Saturday, Addie DeWight, 22 points, 5 rebounds. Chesney Olson, 13 points, 15 rebounds for Langford area in a win over Wilmot. Cameron Hines, 31 points, 12 rebounds. Hallie Hines, 17 points. Abby Grabowska, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists for Ipswich in an overtime win over Phillip. Robin Schlechter, 19 points. Harley Kappenman, 12. Brittany Frickson, 11 for Eureka Bowdell in a loss to Cologne. And then earlier this week, Monday night, Dalen Simon, 11 points. Jackson McNeil, 10. Spencer Ketterling, 8 for Warner in a win over Britton Hecla. Bryce Peterson, 16 points. Colin Fry, 13. Benton West, 10 for Langford area in a win over Wabe Summit. Girls basketball Monday night, Addie DeWight, 14 points, 9 rebounds. Hannah Miller, 10 points, 6 assists. Chesney Olson, 8 points, 11 rebounds for Langford area in a win over Wabe Summit. Lori Rogers, 23 points. Keely Fishback, 9. Ashley Fishback, 8 for Warner in a win over Britton Hecla. Haley Moeller, 14 points for Aberdeen Christian in a setback to the Aberdeen Central freshman squad. Miranda Thorson, 13 points. Hannah Schenzel, 10 points, 9 rebounds for Northwestern in a setback to Groton. And then boys basketball action last night. Ben Fishback, 19 points. Dalen Simon, 13 for Warner in a win over Redfield Doland. Isaac Sumption, 28 points. Tanner Geoffrey, Jake Kenzer, 10 points each. Hayden Padal, 9 for Leola Frederick in a win over Edmond Central. Girls basketball last night. Cameron Hines, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Hallie Hines, 16 points. Abby Grabowska, 9 for Ipswich in a win over Wabe Summit. Lori Rogers, 24 points, 8 rebounds. Ashley Fishback, 15 points. Keely Fishback, 10 for Warner in a win over Redfield Doland. Amy Vilhauer, 14 points. Haley Moeller, 8 points, 6 assists for Aberdeen Christian in a setback to Britton Hecla. Anna Lopke, Brooklyn Padal, 10 points each. Maddie Nordine, 8 for Leola Frederick in a win over Edmond Central. Abby Vetch, Taylor Kramer, Grace Schlechter, 9 points each for Faulkton in a win over Potter County. Maddie Groff, 25 points. Sydney Shell, 14 points, 14 rebounds. Hannah Schenzel, 14 points, 9 rebounds for Northwestern in a win over Webster. And Addie DeWight, 33 points, 11 rebounds. Chesney Olson, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists for Langford area in a loss to Waverly South Shore. Earlier this week, I caught up with Alex Aesop of the Faulkton Wrestling Team and Brian Hoagie, the Ipswich Girls Basketball Coach. Those interviews are coming up next. You're listening to this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. I am now joined by this week's guest athlete, Alex Aesop of the Faulkton Wrestling Squad. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm really looking forward to visiting with you. And, you know, it's just been another outstanding season for you on the mat. And I got to ask you, what's it like being the defending state champ and all the pressure that comes along with that?
It keeps you motivated to work hard, I guess, and you know what the final goal is.
Right. You know, it's interesting. Trojans have a very young team. Tell me a little bit about your leadership role and helping to mentor some of those young guys on the squad this year.
I guess just trying to push them to make sure they're working hard and making sure they're being the best athlete they can be.
Do you, did you have a mentor or a person that maybe you looked up to when you were younger?
Yeah, I've always looked up to my coaches, and they've always helped push me to be the best I can be, too.
You know, Faulkton's had some outstanding wrestlers through the years, a lot of state champs, a lot of state place winners. Is there somebody that that maybe kind of worked with you a little bit, or maybe that you kind of patterned some of your moves after?
Yeah, my cousin's the assistant coach, Nathan Asup. He's been in the room for the last few years, and he's been working with me.
Okay. And, you know, I know there's a couple of guys in the room that are kind of close in weight to you, a couple of teammates. How important is it to have maybe a good workout partner to maybe push you to get better?
Yeah, it's very important. If you don't have a good workout partner, it's hard to have success. And we're all pretty lucky, and we've all got a partner that's close enough to our weight, and we match up pretty well.
Who's your workout partner?
Mainly Gage Carter. He's our 170-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll wrestle with our assistant coach, too, Nathan.
Okay. I bet that gets pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm visiting with Alex Asup of the Faulkton Wrestling Squad on this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930, 102.1 KSDN. Now, I know that you have a very competitive schedule there with Faulkton, and you've faced several out-of-state opponents already this year. What's that like, going up against some foreign competition like that?
It's good to get competition from other states and kind of lets you know where you're at throughout the area.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just wrestled a guy from Minnesota not too long ago, right?
Yep, last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I guess.
Okay, and what can you learn from matches like that?
I guess it's just good to wrestle kids that you don't see normally, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we get to see the same guys all the time. Nice to wrestle them guys.
Sure. Without giving away any secrets here, Alex, do you have kind of a go-to move?
I guess on the feet, I'm shooting single legs most of the time. I guess is about it.
Mm-hmm. I know that you're a multi-sport athlete. Can you tell me which sport is your favorite and why?
I enjoy football and wrestling, I guess. Football is probably I like a little bit more anyway. Mm-hmm. I like them both, though.
Are you planning on maybe playing or competing in one of those sports in college?
I don't have any plans to do that.
Okay. All right. It's my understanding that your brother played basketball. Is that right?
Yep.
How is it that a basketball player and a wrestler can come from the same family?
I don't know, I guess. He wrestled in elementary, too. Switched to basketball in high school.
And you didn't have any desire at all to switch to basketball?
Nope, I never played basketball.
So I got to ask you, is he a better wrestler than you are a basketball player, or vice versa?
Oh, he was pretty good, I guess. But
Yeah, he was a good basketball player, and I'm sure he probably was a pretty decent wrestler at one time, too. As I get to wrapping things up here with Alex Asup of the Faulkton Wrestling Squad, I got to ask you, I don't know how much attention you pay to state rankings and that sort of thing. You're obviously the number one rated wrestler at your weight class. Does that mean a lot, or do you just got to go out and wrestle and see what happens?
I guess, yeah, I try not to pay attention to that too much and just wrestle.
I got to ask you, what are the goals for you personally, and then what are the goals for the team here the rest of the season?
I guess, obviously, I'm working toward another state championship, and the team, we're working to make some noise at the state tournament to be in the runnings for the place.
Before I let you go, Alex, I got to ask you, wrestling in a state championship match, is that a lot different than all the other matches? What's that like when they pull all the other mats away and you're front and center and it's just you and the other guy, and the other guy's probably pretty good too?
I guess in just another match, you got to stay focused and not worry about that, I guess.
Just stay aggressive?
Yep.
All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. Congratulations on just an outstanding wrestling career, and football career for that matter, with Faulkton. And best of luck to you and your teammates here the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Inside the LRC right after this. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. I'm your host, Dave Vilhauer. I'm now joined by this week's guest coach, Brian Hoagie of the Ipswich girls basketball team. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Staying warm out there?
Sure trying. It's been kind of rough the last few days, but...
Yeah, for sure. You know, the Ipswich girls have in the middle of another really standout season here at the top of the Region 2B seed points. What's kind of been the key to your success so far this year?
You know, I thought our girls would come out and they've competed hard. You know, I think we got a good group of girls. We got a great group of senior girls that have played a lot of basketball for the last few years, and they understand how to compete hard and what it takes to win ball games, you know, and they've competed hard through all the sports that they've done. And that really helps give us kind of a little bit of an edge some games, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, the team got a huge shot in the arm with the return of Cameron Hines in late December, I believe it was. What did that do for maybe the team's confidence and maybe also execution, adding just a standout player to the mix?
Anytime we, you know, get a chance to bring back a girl that's got a chance to get 20 and 10 on any given night, it's a huge night, you know. And our girls have played, you know, we've been around Cameron. She's been around these girls since eighth grade, and they all understand what she can do. And she just takes so much attention off from these other girls. It creates other opportunities for everybody else on the team.
You know, another Hines, Hallie Hines, tied a state record with 10 three-pointers in a single game earlier this season. When she shoots the ball like that, I'm sure you guys believe that you can probably play with just about anybody.
Yeah, it's pretty. When you get one girl, I go off and get you 30 some, and you get another girl, I get you 20. Yeah, but she's played well for us this year. I think, you know, not having Cameron those first few games, you know, put a little more pressure on her. And she did a nice job of delivering on that, and it's really just kind of kept rolling since then.
Mm-hmm. You know, you take a look at the Region 2B right now, and there's really not much or margin for error, as Faulkton and Harriet Selby are right there also in the mix for the top spot. How much emphasis do you put on securing that top position there heading into the postseason?
You know, with PowerPoints, the way they're run, you know, we don't spend a lot of time looking at them or talking about them. We keep talking. We need to win ball games. Obviously, that's something that's huge for us, just, you know, confidence-wise and keeping our girls going forward. But, you know, just because everybody's schedule is so different and the way things fall and things like that, you know, we don't put a lot of emphasis onto the PowerPoints part of it. Obviously, you know, being the number one seed would be great, but we understand that some things are out of our control when it comes to PowerPoints. So just going out and trying to compete each and every night and keep getting a little bit better, kind of get on towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that, you know, every region is different as far as how they determine location of games and some of that sort of thing. I believe yours might be where the higher-seeded team gets to host the postseason games. So I would imagine just from that standpoint alone, it would be kind of nice to secure one of those top two spots, because then you'd have home games all the way up to that SODAC 16 round.
Yeah. It is a big thing for us. We get to have that home game those first couple nights.
Certainly, you've got some big basketball games still on the horizon here. And I would imagine as a coach, you know, not necessarily so much about the seed points, but you just want to be playing your best basketball, kind of heading down the home stretch. And you probably look at effort more so than anything else.
Yeah, and that you know, it's huge for us just to, you know, keep getting wins and keep building confidence within the girls. You know, when we're a confident group, we're really good. Sometimes we don't play as much confidence and we don't shoot the ball as well, and that's kind of where we've struggled at this year in some of our games. But when they're playing well and everything's rolling, we're pretty tough.
I'm visiting with Brian Hoagie, the Ipswich girls basketball coach, on this week's edition of Inside the LRC on 930 102.1 KSDN. Now, I know the squad is coming off an overtime win over Philip in the Action Club Classic down in Highmore last weekend. How big is it to have success in a tight game like that to maybe kind of help you prepare for the upcoming postseason?
It is, because, you know, once you get there, those games are going to be tough. We got some big games coming up this week, too. They're all going to be close ball games, you know, and we haven't had a ton of them throughout the year. You know, we've had close ones, but not where we, you know, last possession type stuff. So, you know, it's a building experience for our girls.
Well, and I would imagine, you know, Phillip's not a team that's not normally on your schedule. Just being able to play a team like that, I know that they've had an outstanding run of girl athletes. They were very good in volleyball and obviously a pretty good basketball team, too. Just facing somebody different that you don't normally play, I would imagine that presents a little bit of a challenge and probably a kind of a fun atmosphere for the girls as well.
It is, you know, you're so used to seeing all these teams that we've seen for the last how many years, and our girls understand what those girls do, and going out and seeing somebody different, it is. It's exciting for us, so it was a good matchup for us.
You know, you're coming off a three-game stretch with wins over Harriet Selby area and Miller and Phillip, of course, and, you know, I know that Miller probably wasn't at full strength, but still they're a very solid Class A girls basketball team. As we talked just a little bit ago, Harriet Selby area is one of the top teams in your region, and I would imagine, you know, facing these tough teams at this time of the year, that's probably what you want to kind of maybe see where you're at and then also play some good teams as you're heading into that postseason.
Yeah, it is. You know, like I said, that's where you really start to build some of that confidence when you see some of those better teams across the region and across the state and are able to play with them and then come out with a win. You know, that's huge confidence builders for us.
You know, last year, I don't want to be bringing up bad memories here, Coach, but well documented, the Tigers came up just short of getting to the state tournament, falling to Warner in the round of 16, an excellent basketball game over in Groton, I believe. How much did that motivate the girls maybe during the off season?
I think it did a lot. You know, like I said, they're a group that likes to compete hard, you know, and they try to, you know, face challenges, and I thought we did a lot nice job this summer of getting ourselves in and bettering ourselves, you know, as the summer went along. So, you know, you get an opportunity like that and to play as well as we did in that ball game, you know that was a big confidence boost for us, and it kind of jumped us into the summer. Mm-hmm. And then kind of got us going at the beginning of the year. I know we struggled a little bit right at the beginning of the year without Cameron, but
right.
You know, I think everybody else kind of got a chance to build some confidence off of that.
You know, I don't know if you talked to the girls about this much or not. I know it's probably been a while since Ipswich has been in the girls' state basketball tournament. When was the last time that you've been there, and do you talk about that much?
You know, we bring it up towards the beginning of the year, you know, once you kind of start getting around there. And I think it was like 88, somewhere in the 80s was the last time that
wow.
The girls –
okay.
Teams from Ipswich have been there. They went on a nice run back in the 80s with Coach Miller here,
yeah.
Where they had some very good athletes coming through. And you know, look at some of the parents of some of the girls that we have would be some parents that were on some of those good teams back then. So, you know, they kind of have an understanding behind that, and they're excited for that chance.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you've had some success in other sports with these girls, whether it be volleyball or, you know, some probably run some cross-country or track or that sort of thing. So, you know, they're probably, you know, going to be ready for that big stage. And you know, the thing is you can't look too far ahead either. So I suppose you probably just have to keep things in the moment. While the long-term goal is probably state tournament, short-term goal is probably just improving each week.
Yeah, in each game, because we're going to see something different here. Even like I said, we got big games all week long this week. You know, in each game, we're going to see something a little bit different. So, you know, we just got to keep getting better at each game and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. As I get to wrapping things up here with Brian Hoagie, the coach of the Ipswich girls basketball team on this week's edition of Inside the LRC, I got to ask you, you know, obviously coming so close to the state tournament last year and now, you know, the fact of the matter, it's been 30, 31 years since the last time you were there. Is that the ultimate goal here going forward, or what is the goal for this girls basketball team?
You know, I think every year when we talk about the beginning of the year, that's where everybody wants to be at. That's every team in the state of South Dakota. That's where you want to get to. You want to be playing good basketball at the end of the season when you get into your regions or your districts, whatever you want to call them, and then keep moving forward. You know, and that's where everybody wants to be at is playing that last weekend of the basketball season.
So I got to ask you then before I let you go, Coach, what will it take for you guys to accomplish that task this year and get to the state tournament? If you could put your finger on one or two things, what would it be to have success in the postseason?
I just think we have to play with a lot of confidence on the offensive end. And that's kind of where we seem to struggle at the most sometimes is making shots, you know. And when our girls are making shots, you know, we're pretty tough to beat because we do. We work. I think our girls work very hard on the defensive end and put ourselves in great positions most of the time. So, you know, that's kind of the biggest thing for us. You know, can we go down, you know, when we're getting stops, be able to keep getting scores on the offensive end?
All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show. Really appreciate your time and insight, and congratulations on a really nice season so far, and best of luck to you and the Tigers here the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Inside the LRC right after this. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Welcome back to this week's edition of Inside the LRC. As we get to wrap things up, I just want to remind you, you can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Dave Vilhauer. Also have a Facebook account. And if you know of somebody who missed the show but would like to listen to it, it is available via podcast. Simply go to hubcityradio.com, click on the sports tab. I will also have links on my Twitter and Facebook accounts. Taking a glance at this week's basketball polls in Class B girls, Warner is rated second. Taking a look at the upcoming schedules, it all gets going tomorrow night. Doubleheader basketball action, Eureka Bottle is at Aberdeen Christian. Boys basketball, Faulkton at Potter County. Sunshine Bible Academy at Ipswich. Castlewood at Langford area. Girls basketball, Loyola Frederick at James Valley Christian. And in wrestling, Faulkton is at the Winter Classic Duel in Hoven. And then on Friday night, more doubleheader basketball, Faulkton at Langford area. Ipswich at Sully Buttes. Warner at Groton. Boys basketball, Florence Henry at Loyola Frederick. Wilmot at Northwestern. And in wrestling, Warner Northwestern is at the McCook Central Montrose Invitational. And then on Saturday, doubleheader basketball, Northwestern is at Eureka Bottle, Webster at Loyola Frederick. Boys basketball, Aberdeen Christian takes on Bridgewater Emory at the Dakota Wesleyan Classic at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Langford area is at Redfield Doland. That game can be heard on 1380 KQKD. Girls basketball, Warner has a classic. Pairings include Wilmot against Highmore Herald at 11:30 a.m., Langford area against Timberlake at 1, Florence Henry against Freeman at 2:30, Ipswich against Waverly South Shore at 4, Parkston against Warner at 5:30, and Little Wound against Aberdeen Roncalli at 7. Wrestling action, Faulkton is at the Howard Invitational. And then on Monday, doubleheader basketball, Timberlake at Eureka Bottle, Faulkton at Warner. Boys basketball, Loyola Frederick at Northwestern. And then Tuesday, doubleheader basketball, Langford area at Aberdeen Christian, Miller at Faulkton, Northwestern at Redfield Doland. Those games can be heard on 1380 KQKD. Boys basketball, Warner at Waverly South Shore. And girls basketball, Highmore Herald is at Ipswich. Well, that'll wrap things up for this week's show. A big thanks again to our guests, Alex Aesop of the Faulkton Wrestling Team and Brian Hoagie, the Ipswich Girls Basketball Coach. Also, a big thanks to all who tuned in. You're listening to 930 102.1 KSDN. Have a great week, everybody.